Parshat Kitetzai. Deuteronomy 21:10-25:19. First portion. Deuteronomy chapter 21. If you go out to war against your enemies, and the Lord, your God, will deliver him into your hands, and you take his captives. And you see among the captives a beautiful woman and you desire her, you may take her for yourself as a wife. You shall bring her into your home, and she shall shave her head and let her nails grow. And she shall remove the garment of her captivity from upon herself, and stay in your house, and weep for her father and her mother for a full month. After that, you may be intimate with her and possess her, and she will be a wife for you. And it will be, if you do not desire her, then you shall send her away wherever she wishes, but you shall not sell her for money. You shall not keep her as a servant, because you have afflicted her. If a man has two wives, one beloved and the other despised, and they bear him sons, the beloved one and the despised one, and the firstborn son is from the despised one. Then it will be, on the day the husband bequeaths his property to his sons, that he will not be able to give the son of the beloved wife birthright precedence over the son of the despised wife, the real firstborn son. Rather, he must acknowledge the firstborn, the son of the despised wife, and give him a double share in all that he possesses, because he, this firstborn son, is the first of his strength. Then he has the birthright entitlement. If a man has a wayward and rebellious son, who does not obey his father or his mother, and they chasten him, and he still does not listen to them, his father and his mother shall take hold of him and bring him out to the elders of his city, and to the gate of his place. And they shall say to the elders of his city, "This son of ours is wayward and rebellious, he does not obey us, he is a glutton and a guzzler." And all the men of his city shall pelt him to death with stones, and he shall die. So shall you clear out the evil from among you, and all Israel will listen and fear. Second portion. If a man commits a sin for which he is sentenced to death, and he is put to death, you shall then hang him on a pole. But you shall not leave his body on the pole overnight. Rather, you shall bury him on that same day, for a hanging human corpse is a blasphemy of God. And you shall not defile your land, which the Lord, your God, is giving you as an inheritance. Deuteronomy chapter 22. You shall not see your brother's ox or sheep straying, and ignore them. Rather, you shall return them to your brother. But if your brother is not near you, or if you do not know him, you shall bring it into your house, and it shall be with you until your brother seeks it out, whereupon you shall return it to him. So shall you do with his donkey, and so shall you do with his garment, and so shall you do with any lost article of your brother which he has lost and you have found. You shall not ignore it. You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fallen under its load on the road, and ignore them. Rather, you shall pick up the load with him. A man's attire shall not be on a woman, nor may a man wear a woman's garment, because whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord, your God. If a bird's nest chances before you on the road, on any tree, or on the ground, and it contains fledglings or eggs, if the mother is sitting upon the fledglings or upon the eggs, you shall not take the mother upon the young. You shall send away the mother, and then you may take the young for yourself, in order that it should be a good for you, and you should lengthen your days. Third portion. When you build a new house, you shall make a guardrail for your roof, so that you shall not cause blood to be spilled in your house, that the one who falls should fall from it the roof. You shall not sow your vineyard together with a mixed variety of species, lest the increase, even the seed that you sow and the yield of the vineyard both become forbidden. You shall not plough with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a mixture of wool and linen together. You shall make yourself twisted threads on the four corners of your garment with which you cover yourself. If a man takes a wife, is intimate with her and despises her, and he makes libelous charges against her and gives her a bad name, saying, "I took this woman, and when I came to her, I did not find any evidence of virginity for her," then the girl's father and her mother shall obtain evidence of the girl's virginity, and take it out to the elders of the city, to the gate. And the girl's father shall say to the elders, "I gave my daughter to this man as a wife, and he despised her. And behold, he made libelous charges, saying, 'I did not find evidence of your daughter's virginity. But this is the evidence of my daughter's virginity.'" And they shall spread the garment before the elders of the city. Then, the elders of that city shall take the man and chasten him. And they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver because he defamed a virgin of Israel, and he give it to the girl's father. And she shall be his wife, he shall not send her away all the days of his life. But if this matter was true indeed, no evidence of the girl's virginity was found. They shall take the girl out to the entrance of her father's house, and the men of her city shall pelt her with stones, and she shall die, for she did a disgraceful thing in Israel, to commit adultery in her father's house. So shall you clear away the evil from among you. If a man is found lying with a married woman, even both of them shall die, the man lying with the woman and the woman. So shall you clear away the evil from Israel. If there is a virgin girl betrothed to a man, and another man finds her in the city, and lies with her, you shall take them both out to the gate of that city, and you shall pelt them with stones, and they shall die, the girl, because she did not cry out even though she was in the city, and the man, because he violated his neighbor's wife. So shall you clear away the evil from among you. But if a man finds the betrothed girl in the field, and the man overpowers her and lies with her, then only the man who lay with her shall die. Whereas to the girl, you shall do nothing. The girl did not commit a sin deserving of death, for just as a man rises up against his fellow and murders him, so is this case. Because he found her in the field. The betrothed girl had cried out, but there was no one to save her. If a man finds a virgin girl who was not betrothed, and seizes her and lies with her, and they are found, the man who lay with her shall give 50 shekels of silver to the girl's father, and she shall become his wife, because he violated her. He shall not send her away all the days of his life. Deuteronomy chapter 23. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor shall he uncover the corner of his father's cloak. A man with injured testicles or whose member is cut, may not enter the assembly of the Lord. A bastard shall not enter the assembly of the Lord, even the tenth generation shall not enter the assembly of the Lord. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter the assembly of the Lord, even the tenth generation shall never enter the assembly of the Lord. Because they did not greet you with bread and water on the way, when you left Egypt, and because he the people of Moab hired Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor in Aram Naharaim against you, to curse you. But the Lord, your God, did not want to listen to Balaam. So the Lord, your God, transformed the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord, your God, loves you. You shall not even seek out their welfare or their good, all your days. Fourth portion. You shall not despise an Edomite, for he is your brother. You shall not despise an Egyptian, for you were a sojourner in his land. Children who are born to them in the third generation may enter the assembly of the Lord. When a camp goes out against your enemies, you shall beware of everything evil. If there is among you a man who is unclean because of a nocturnal emission, he shall go outside the camp. He shall not come within the camp. And it shall be, towards evening, he shall bathe in water, and when the sun sets, he may come within the camp. And you shall have a designated place outside the camp, so that you can go out there to use it as a privy. And you shall keep a stake in addition to your weapons, and it shall be, when you sit down outside to relieve yourself, you shall dig with it, and you shall return and cover your excrement. For the Lord, your God, goes along in the midst of your camp, to rescue you and to deliver your enemies before you. Therefore, your camp shall be holy, so that he should not see anything unseemly among you and would turn away from you. You shall not deliver a slave to his master if he seeks refuge with you from his master. Rather, he shall be allowed to reside among you, wherever he chooses within any of your cities, where it is good for him. You shall not oppress him. There shall not be a prostitute of the daughters of Israel, and there shall not be a male prostitute of the sons of Israel. You shall not bring a prostitute's fee or the price of a dog to the house of the Lord, your God, for any vow, because both of them are an abomination to the Lord, your God. You shall not give interest to your brother, whether it be interest on money, interest on food or interest on any other item for which interest is normally taken. You may, however, give interest to a Gentile, but to your brother you shall not give interest, in order that the Lord, your God, shall bless you in every one of your endeavors on the land to which you are coming to possess. When you make a vow to the Lord, your God, you shall not delay in paying it, for the Lord, your God, will demand it of you, and it will be counted as a sin for you. But if you shall refrain from making vows, you will have no sin. Observe and do what is omitted from your lips, just as you have pledged to the Lord, your God, as a donation, which you have spoken with your mouth. Fifth portion. When you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat as many grapes as you desire, until you are sated, but you shall not put any into your vessel. When you enter your neighbor's standing grain, you may pick the ears with your hand, but you shall not lift a sickle upon your neighbor's standing grain. Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man takes a wife and is intimate with her, and it happens that she does not find favor in his eyes because he discovers in her an unseemly moral matter, and he writes for her a bill of divorce and places it into her hand, and sends her away from his house. And she leaves his house and goes and marries another man. If the latter husband hates her and writes her a bill of divorce, and places it into her hand and sends her away from his house, or if the latter husband who took her as a wife, dies, her first husband, who had sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, since she was defiled to him, for that is an abomination before the Lord, and you shall not bring sin to the land the Lord, your God, gives you for an inheritance. Sixth portion. When a man takes a new wife, he shall not go out in the army, nor shall he be subjected to anything associated with it. He shall remain free for his home for 1 year and delight his wife, whom he has taken. One shall not take the lower or the upper millstone as security for a loan, because he is taking a life as security. If a man is discovered kidnapping any person from among his brothers, of the children of Israel, and treats him as a slave and sells him, that thief shall die, so that you shall clear out the evil from among you. Be cautious regarding the lesion of Zarephath, to observe meticulously, and you shall do according to all that the Levite priests instruct you as I have commanded them, so shall you observe to do. Remember what the Lord, your God, did to Miriam on the way, when you went out of Egypt. When you lend your fellow Jew any item, you shall not enter his home to take his security. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you are extending the loan shall bring the security to you outside. And if he is a poor man, you shall not lie down to sleep with his security. You shall return the security to him by sunset, so that he may lie down to sleep in his garment, and he will bless you, and it will be counted for you as merit before the Lord, your God. Seventh portion. You shall not withhold the wages of a poor or destitute hired worker, of your brothers or of your strangers who are in your land within your cities. You shall give him his wage on his day and not let the sun set over it, for he is poor, and he risks his life for it, so that he should not cry out to the Lord against you, so that there should be sin upon you. Fathers shall not be put to death because of sons, nor shall sons be put to death because of fathers. Each man shall be put to death for his own transgression. You shall not pervert the judgment of a stranger or an orphan, and you shall not take a widow's garment as security for a loan. You shall remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord, your God, redeemed you from the therefore, I command you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field and forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not go back to take it. It shall be left for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow, so that the Lord, your God, will bless you in all that you do. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not deglorify it by picking all its fruit after you. It shall be left for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. When you pick the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean after you. It shall be left for the stranger, the orphan, and the widow. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I command you to do this thing. Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a quarrel between men, and they approach the tribunal, and they the judges judge them, and they acquit the innocent one and condemn the guilty one. And it shall be, if the guilty one has incurred the penalty of lashes, that the judge shall make him lean over and flog him in front of him, commensurate with his crime, in number. He shall flog him with 40 lashes. He shall not exceed, lest he give him a much more severe flogging than these 40 lashes, and your brother will be degraded before your eyes. You shall not muzzle an ox when it is threshing the grain. If brothers reside together, and one of them dies having no son, the dead man's wife shall not marry an outsider. Rather, her husband's brother shall be intimate with her, making her a wife for himself, thus performing the obligation of a husband's brother with her. And it will be, that the eldest brother who performs the levirate marriage, if she can bear, will succeed in the name of his deceased brother, so that his the deceased brother's name shall not be obliterated from Israel. But if the man does not wish to take his brother's wife, the brother's wife shall go up to the gate, to the elders, and say, my husband's brother has refused to perpetuate his brother's name in Israel. He does not wish to perform the obligation of a husband's brother with me. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him, and he shall stand up and say, I do not wish to take her. Then his brother's wife shall approach him before the eyes of the elders and remove his shoe from his foot. And she shall spit before his face and answer him and say, thus shall be done to the man who will not build up his brother's household. And that family shall be called in Israel, the family of the one whose shoe was removed. If two men, a man and his brother, are fighting together, and the wife of one of them approaches to rescue her husband from his assailant, and she stretches forth her hand and grabs hold of his private parts, you shall cut off her hand. You shall not have pity. You shall not keep in your pouch two different weights, one large and one small. You shall not keep in your house two different ephah measures, one large and one small. Rather, you shall have a full and honest weight, and a full and honest ephah measure, in order that your days will be prolonged on the land which the Lord, your God, gives you. For whoever does these things, whoever perpetrates such injustice, is an abomination to the Lord, your God. You shall remember what Amalek did to you on the way, when you went out of Egypt. How he happened upon you on the way and cut off all the stragglers at your ear, when you were faint and weary, and he did not fear God. Therefore, it will be, When the Lord your God grants you respite from all your enemies around you in the land which the Lord, your God, gives to you as an inheritance to possess, that you shall obliterate the remembrance of Amalek from beneath the heavens. You shall not forget,